can never be tested. The latest fear-mongering jargon from the educational business proclaims that we have high-stakes standards and clients at our school. Yet when I signed up for this job, they were known as students and families, and now they're often referred to behind closed doors as dollars and data. You, my dear child, struggling to understand English, are victimized by circumstance and poverty, and I by my own government and negative press. No child left behind here, I guess, except little Miss Equity and young man Creativity, because I'm teaching to the test. I know a school should be more than this. Children learn with both sides of their brain, and their hearts and hands, and whole bodies as well. But there's less time for that now, for our pacing coaches and guides tell us to pick up the pace in the race against time to raise our scores, in the fight to keep funding, in the cause to keep our careers. I agreed with Mr. Damon when I heard him say that my job is actually to unleash the true potential in a youngster. Hooray! To teach a 12-year-old to pause, reflect, guess, create, question, think. To define him or herself in this age of instantaneous overload. To thrive in his or her own way, day after day after day. And this, I know, can never be tested in May.